Mix 94.5 as we talk state wrestling here as we got Scott City qualifying 6 for state here coming up on Friday and Saturday. And we got the senior that qualified here and Evan Fry at 113 pounds. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. Well, congratulations. Second straight year getting back to state here. And how weird was it? It was your last practice down in the basement there today.
It was very sad. I mean, I'm going to miss this sport a lot.
Yeah, man. I mean, you get your final morning run tomorrow. I know you probably won't miss that, will you?
Oh, I'll miss it.
Okay. All right. But that's all right. Yeah, you can miss morning runs here. But, you know, going back to last weekend, you come in, finish as second place in the region. I know you had a good run there, just kind of a tough ending to the tournament there. But you put yourself in a position to get the stay, and that was more important there. And what have you maybe learned from last weekend that's going to get you prepared for this weekend?
Work from the front headlock and just not put myself to my hip and then worked on more top moves. Mm-hmm.
All right, and you know it's been a fun experience for you here. You've been at that 106, 113 all 4 years, I believe, right?
Yep.
All right, man. So you know, is it weird that you've kind of stayed down there forever? I mean, you have to feel, you know, like you're the veteran. And what's it like when you have to wrestle some of those kids like around your age there and your weight there?
I don't know.
But. Yeah, I guess you're kind of one of the older ones, though. So
yeah.
But, I mean, what are some of the biggest takeaways you've had from your career?
Just spending time with the team and just enjoying life.
I'll never forget your I think it was your last match of the Scott City tournament. You got the kid locked up right away, and you had a little smile on your face there.
Oh, yeah. I always have a smile on my face.
Yes, but no, that was pretty cool there. You won that, and I believe you won the league as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so what's been some of your favorite memories of wrestling for Scott City?
Some of my favorite memories is, like, just spending time as a team or, like, the trip to Lexington and then just the trip on the way back from state last year.
And I know that was you guys have had some fun trips, but you know, you guys have to go travel a long ways to get some good competition. So I guess that's a lot of team bonding, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Well, your final go around there, you go to Salina. What would you like to see from yourself this weekend?
I hope to place and just go out there and put all my effort out there and use all I have in the gas tank left.
All right. Well, hope things work out for you here. And thanks again, as always, here. And good luck to you coming up at state.
Thank you. See you, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Evan Fry, 113-pound wrestler for Scott City. And we got a couple first-time qualifiers joining us here. And with junior at 215 pounds. And Tanner Gooden, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, congratulations on making it to state there. And I know that's been a goal of yours all year, and you got that accomplished. What was the feeling like after you won that consolation semi-match?
Well, it was a little disappointing that I was in a consolation match, but I was very excited to actually get to be able to go to state. I know that last year, watching JP, it was kind of a little upsetting that I couldn't do anything. I couldn't be out there, and it's just really exciting that I finally get to be out there with all my friends, especially like Colin and Evan.
Yeah, and I know you're learning the sport still quite a bit here, and you've come a long ways in that. And you get to that 215-pound weight class where you get some big old bruisers there that have been wrestling for a long time. And I guess what's the biggest thing that you've learned through the process this year?
I guess one of the biggest things I've learned is not to make dumb mistakes, because that's where a lot of those guys that are a lot better than me mm-hmm. are really going to take advantage, is whenever I get myself in bad position, like standing straight up when I shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I know there was a lot to – I think you probably learned a lot last weekend at regionals. What'd you take away with that fourth-place finish?
Well, I think I didn't come out as mentally prepared as I should have for some of those matches. I need to come out a little more ready for people that aren't going to just sit back and relax. I need to be able to be ready for those more aggressive guys and those guys that wrestle a little different.
All right, and yeah, you're going to be in there with a lot of seniors in that weight class this weekend. And as you head to state on Friday, what are some things that you would like to see from yourself?
Well, I want to get at least top six, hopefully upset some guys, and do my best.
Yeah, you want to keep the hair, right?
Yeah.
We've had that talk already here today. But what do you expect to maybe see from a state tournament like that?
Well, I don't really know what to expect. Sadly, I didn't get to wrestle at Abilene, so I'm kind of lacking some of the look that I would have rather had. But I guess I'm just kind of a little nervous, hoping that I can win and get in there and do well.
All right. Well, hopefully things start out well for you there. And I know it's tough with the fourth place finish. You get the regional champion. But you know what? They don't know anything about you. They're on the opposite end of the state. So good luck to you, Tanner, once again, as always, here. And thanks again for joining me.
Thank you.
All right, once again, junior Tanner Gooden. We get another junior here on the show. And Aiden Preston, 132-pounder, finished in third last weekend at regionals. So congratulations making the state here. And you finally kind of broke that barrier to get in there.
Yeah, thank you for letting me be here.
All right. Well, what was that moment like when you realized you punched that ticket to state?
It was really nice to, like, know that I'm making it to state after coming short last year. And just it felt good that I know that I'm going to be able to go with all my friends and make those memories.
Yeah, you and Evan have been wrestling partners forever, and it feels like, just because you guys have been the lighter ones. Now, I think you guys live next to each other, if I'm not mistaken. So,
yeah,
do you guys have extra sessions then, or out in the front yard in the summer?
Yeah, in the summer, you know, we might wrestle around a bit in the grass if we see each other.
All right, but no, that's pretty cool there. You know, finishing in third place, and how'd you feel like your day was overall?
I felt like I was wrestling a lot better. I felt more conditioned compared to some of the other times in the season.
And I think you probably knew that you were getting better. You wrestled the Goodland kid pretty tough, and he had really, really had your number this year.
Yeah, the first time we wrestled, it didn't go too well. I think he pinned me in the end of the first or beginning of the second.
All right, and you get to state here. You've been to state in another sport, in tennis, and so what do you feel like that – some of that experience can relay a little bit to a state tournament for wrestling?
I feel like I'll be able to, like, understand the atmosphere and, you know, what to expect about that.
All right. Saturday, you're done with wrestling, and you had your last weigh-in Saturday morning. You get to wrestle, hopefully, up to placing around Saturday. How much are you going to eat?
Too much. Yeah, my stomach's going to be bloated. I'm probably going to barely be able to walk after I eat so much.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't want you to eat too much because then you get sick then. But, I know you got to be pretty excited for the experience coming up here, Aiden. And congratulations on punching that ticket to state. Good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Aiden Preston joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We get the grand poobah of the assistant coaches. Bryce Eisenhower joins us here. And, yeah, it's Coach... six to state. I know you guys are always hoping for a lot more, but I think that's a pretty good number to take to Salina.
Oh, it's not bad. You know, yeah, we're of course always wishing for more, but you know, in reality, we might have been able to squeak one more in there. It looked like from the blood round, anyhow. You know, we fell short a little bit in the finals, but the blood round, we I feel like one maybe. So, but it was a lot of good matches and things. So.
And you guys were a fairly young team, and you had a lot of first-time wrestlers into a pretty pressure situation of postseason. How do you feel like that they handled it in general?
You know, several of the freshmen, they gave it all they had. So, you know, they didn't lock up, and that's what you worry about that time of the year, young ones getting into that and then not hitting any moves because they're afraid to make a mistake and stuff like that, you know. And they didn't do that. They went out after it. You know, a couple of them gave themselves a shot, and that's all you can do when you get there. So, and, you know, they'll figure it out in the future. So now they have the experience.
Yes. Yeah, you get six through, and I know the last round was a pretty tough round for you guys. Didn't get any regional champions. Had a couple, two or three there in the finals there, but I think you had to be, you have that feeling still that there's a lot of redemption for them coming up here this weekend.
Oh, sure. It's state tournament. You can make anything happen. You can upset anybody. There's nobody that can't be beat. You know, sure, we didn't – I think Aiden was the only one who won in the final round there. But it doesn't really matter. I mean, they get matched up, you know, from another regional, so you don't know what they got. And I put our guys up against any of them, so –
Yes, and, yep, three you had right off the bat there. And that, I mean, considering everything this year, even have 10 in the blood round there, I think that just shows how far your team has progressed, a lot of the newcomers and stuff this year.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to the future for sure. A lot of them are coming back. Fries, we're going to miss him. Irwin, we're going to miss him for little leadership roles and things. But, yeah, we got a lot coming back, and that's what's exciting about it. So they proved a lot this year. Pretty happy with that. And we got a couple new faces headed to the state tournament. So yeah. I'm glad to see them. We'll get to find out what it's like. So.
Get that last practice of the year before you head to Salina. That was today here. Is it always kind of a little bit of a bittersweet feeling, especially if you had a pretty good year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody's always excited. You know, it's time for closure now. You know, you want a closure with a good ending. And, you know, the last practice, no, it's a little nerve-wracking, actually. Yeah. You're always praying not to bang somebody up or something like that and make sure they get there. But, yeah, you got to work hard. And, you know, it's kind of happy medium there. It's kind of they're ready to roll, you know. So,
yep, get to send them off here tomorrow morning. Leave early there, get the time to go watch some of the wrestling for the girls' estate. And that lets me transition to that. And I think they had to be pretty happy overall how things transpired today for Scott City.
Yeah, I know. It looked like Mac's back in the finals, so I'm happy for her. She was a little nervous going, you know, but we were just talking about it. She's ranked 23rd in the nation or something, too, and I didn't have a whole lot of advice. Can't say I've ever had that problem, so we just try to get her calmed down and make her understand there's nothing world-ending here if it doesn't happen, so, but it looks like she got to where she needed to be, and look forward to that. Jonna had a good match. It looks like she could have been on the podium if she would have squeaked the one out in the quarters there.
Yeah,
and
she just needed a few more seconds
just
there.
Just a few more, and that's the way it works there, though. So
yep,
and she'll get a lot of wrestling hopefully tomorrow. Hopefully we get up there and get to see her going still. So
well, and then Ashlyn, I know she went 0-2, but I tell you, it feels like that 135-pound weight class, you get into those middle weight classes, it's getting pretty deep now.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the weights are, you know, where most girls are weighing. Mm-hmm. That's probably where the most numbers are at. And so you're going to probably get to see the best of the bunch right there in that area. So,
yeah. Going back to Michaela here a little bit, I think she was probably expecting to take on the Rawson girl from McPherson in the semifinals. She gets upset in the quarters. I mean, to be able to keep that focus and not let up, I think that was a big testament to Michaela pushing through to the finals.
Well, I think it's a great thing when that kind of happens, because you've seen the other gal a couple times. Anytime you wrestle somebody two or three times in a year, they start closing the gap because you start understanding what each other does. And so they start countering that, and it does make it tough to beat somebody three or four times in a year. And so I was kind of glad to actually see the McPherson gal go to the backside, and we didn't have to see her and mess with it. So, because she would have known what we did well and tried to stay away from it, and it makes it a hard game when they do that.
Yeah, absolutely. But, no, a fun one there, and good to see Michaela back in there, and let's see if Johnny can push through on the backside tomorrow. And then it's the boys taking the mats on Friday and Saturday, and it's always an exciting time of the year.
Oh, yeah. No, it's always exciting. You know, it's all a mentality. You know, you got to get a little greedy. You got to want more and not just be satisfied with getting there. You know, that'll just get you about what you want. You got there, and but you got to be ready to go and push through to the medal rounds. It's all about will and fight. And, you know, you just got to get the guts and give it all you got.
It feels like coming in, it's going to be tough to kind of be in that team race. There's some pretty good teams there. I think Rose Hill and Andale, they're probably the favorites. They're going to go back and forth there. But, you know,
Paola did well. Yeah,
and Paola as well. And you, when you
Baldwin.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you've got firsthand of that. You guys, your senior year, you guys were kind of the unknowns going in the States and the underdogs, and you qualify 13, I think, and then go in and win it and not win a finals match.
Yeah, that was – yep, that's a numbers game there. You know, the more the merrier, mm-hmm. of course. You know, with six, they could still – we've won it with six, too. You know, but you got to push through pretty hard on the front end early on mm-hmm. to be able to get it done. And you about got to – I would say with those numbers, you're probably going to need to put several into the big one. And I think we got a few that could do that if they come and show up. And we'll find out, I guess. So, but it is possible. There's
absolutely
nothing impossible about it. Numbers don't mean anything. They were at a different regional. They could all come get pummeled out of there real quick. And it evens it up real fast. So when you're talking 10 to 6, it's – happen quickly.
Yes. All right. Once again, Assistant Coach Bryce Eisenhower joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And thanks again, as always, Coach. Here we always have to save you for the last show of the season,
right?
All right. We'll see you in Salina.
Hey, thanks, Adam. See ya.